So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. Lately, I have been focusing so much on happiness, and my next guest has some interesting ideas about happiness. Even if you've broken up with someone, it's kind of an interesting philosophy she's into. So welcome. It's so good to have you here, Julie Tootin. How are you today?
I'm so good. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit, you know, Julie also makes really beautiful jewelry. Tell me kind of what inspires you, what gets you into an inspirational place.
You know, pretty much everything inspires me, from, you know, sunshine and the redwoods and chandeliers and beautiful colors and art. And when I'm making my jewelry, a lot of times it's the gemstones themselves that are inspiring me to put them together in certain ways. So I follow the energy with it.
What was it, do you remember, that first started you making jewelry?
I think it was when I was in college, and I couldn't afford the jewelry that I liked. And the stuff that I could afford, I didn't really want to buy because I didn't like it. So I just sort of made my own, and people kept stopping me all the time saying, where did you get this? So I got encouraged by just random people to create a business after I graduated college.
Well, that's so organic. I love it.
Yeah.
What a great story. So tell us a little bit about your latest writing project and just kind of give our readers a sense of it. And we might as well say the name of your book, because it's kind of like popping up in my mind's eye saying, say me, say me, say me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's called Beauty in the Breakup. And what's really funny about it is I never thought of myself as an author, and I never thought that I would ever want to write about breakups and divorce, because it's not necessarily a fun, light subject. And yet, for me, when I went through my divorce, Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, saw me using the tools, helped me facilitate my divorce with such ease that he said, you need to write a book about this. So I did, and in the beginning it was called Conscious Uncoupling, but that had this sort of, I don't know, holier than thou.
I know, kind of. I totally got that when you said it, like I could feel this sort of like arrogance in it, like, and also almost a demand that you had to be a certain way.
Right.
It didn't sound very much like finding your own way. It sounded like, we're going to tell you.
So like, as I wrote the book, it told me like, we need to change this. So, it's interesting because I was talking to a friend when I was in a class in New York, and she was saying, tell me about yourself. And I said, you know, people just tell me that I create beauty wherever I go. And she's like, oh, well, that's your brand is beauty. So it's beauty in the breakup. And it just sort of came out. And it's so much kinder and gentler, just like the way a breakup can be, in the way that I share the tools in these 6 steps so that you can move through your breakup and have more of a sense of you and ease in what you're creating next.
Tell me, you know, I love the way you're talking about how the book communicates with you. And I think that's something that I love so much about consciousness. Tell me a little bit about that process of kind of letting the book guide itself a little bit more than, like, you know, how they kind of say, like, when you do your book as your brand, you want to say this, this, and this. And then you like say, oh, here's my book about happiness. And now I will be the queen of happiness.
Yeah.
And the way you kind of talked about it was really differently, and maybe just share a little bit of an insight on how to get with your creation and how to allow it to evolve the way it sounds like you were kind of in the space of it, instead of it less of a like demand for it being a certain way.
Right. Well, it did take me several years for it to come to completion or fruition. I wrote a lot of different sections And over the years, I just sort of let it sit there until I was inspired again. And I had a lot of it together with the old title, and it just didn't feel right. So when I was going through the editing process, my editor and I would have these discussions and talk to the energy of the book and what the book wants. And when I got the new title, it was like all I had to do was make these small adjustments here and there that softened everything and had it more focus on creating beauty in your life and the peace and the joy that we should be living, and not fighting and arguing and freaking out and having upset and trying to overcome it. It's like all you have to do are these simple little adjustments with the tools to change your point of view, to change your outcome, and so that, you know, even moving on, or if your relationship gets better by using the tools, you are creating more in alignment with your joy and your beauty and what you'd like to create in the world.
So I'm going to throw something at you. What if you're kind of in the space of gentleness and peace and the other person is not?
Yep. Interesting point of view that they're choosing that. You know, it's sort of like when you have a kid and the kid is throwing a temper tantrum, do you get on the ground with them and kick and scream, or do you just watch and go, okay, are you done yet? You know, there's no fighting it. That nobody wins when you get into it with them. So stay outside and look to what you want to create and be that energy, and their stuff will calm down.
Yeah, it really can't not.
Yeah.
It can't not, because it doesn't have anywhere to go. It's not getting any juice, and then it's not getting fueled.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's really kind of interesting when you start reacting to other people's freakouts.
Yep. And, you know, it takes practice and using the tools, and that's why I set it up in these six steps to be able to unwind, dissolve your past trauma, and start creating a navigation system that works for you so that you know where you're going and what your choices are going to create.
Awesome. Well, Julie, it was a pleasure having you. I know I really like connecting with you whenever we connect. And tell us how people can reach you and find out more about you.
Well, you can find the book at beautyinthebreakup.com. I also have an energy facilitation website, julietootenenergy.com. And my jewelry is julietooten.com.
And really, guys, if you haven't seen her jewelry, you just really just take a minute and go to julietooten.com, because it's so much fun. Even just looking at your jewelry is like, does something.
It does have some energy to it. That,
I know.
As I acknowledge it, more people show up and they perceive it. So it's cool.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.